ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 3, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
ஓம் கணானாம் த்வா கணபதி கும் ஹவாமகே கவிம் கவீனாமுபமஸ்ரவஸ்தமம் ஜேஷ்டராஜம் பிரம்மணாம் பிரம்மணஸ்பத ஆணக்ஷ்ரண்வண்ணோதி பிக்ஸீத சாதனம் பிரணோ தேவி சரஸ்வதி வாஜேபிர் வாஜினீவதி தீனாம வித்ரகபதோ கணேஷாய நம சரஸ்வத்யை நம ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நம ஹர ஓம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணாதிபதயே நம. சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சதாசிவம் சிவாம் ஸ்கந்தம் கேசவம் பத்மசம்பவம் நந்தீஸ்வரம் கும்பயோனிம் பரத்வாஜாத்ரி கௌதமான் நமோஸ்தோ குரவே நித்யம் ஸ்ரீகண்டசிவயோகினே ஸ்ருதிசார சிவ விசிஷ்டாத்வைத பரபாஷ்ய விதாயினே ஜகத்குரு ஸ்ரீகண்டாராத்யா ரேணுகாராத்ய மங்கலம் தேகி பிரபு. த்ரைலோக்கிய சம்பதாலேக்கிய சமுல்லேகன பித்தயே சச்சிதானந்த ரூபாய சிவாய பிரம்மணே நம. யாமாகுக் சர்வலோகானாம் ப்ரக்ருதிம் சாஸ்திர பாரகாஹ தாம் தர்மசாரிணீம் சம்போ பிரணமாமி பராம் சிவாம். அமிர்தார்த்தம் ப்ரபன்னார்த்தாம் யாசு வித்யா ப்ரதாயினி அஹர்நிஷமஹம் வந்தே தாம் ஈசான மனோரமாம். ததீச்சிம் உபமன்யுஞ்ச மார்க்கண்டேயம் பராசரம் ஸ்வேதாச்சாரியம் தச்சிஷ்யம் நீலகண்ட சிவாஹ்வயம். தேவதேவ மகாதேவ தேவதேவ மகாதேவ தேவானாம் அபயப்பிரத பிரம்ம நாராயணேந்திராதி சர்வதேவ பதப்பிரத சாம்பசிவாய நம. ஸோ தேங்க்யூ ஆல் ஃபார் ஜாயினிங். ஸோ எஸ்டர்டே வி சா அபவுட் சம் ஆஃப் த இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் வர்சஸ் யூனோ இன் மகாபாரதம். நோ வி ஹாவ் டு சி எவ்ரி திங் கலெக்டிவ்லி ஆஸ் அ ஹோல் அண்ட் நாட் சி இன் பிட்ஸ் அண்ட் பீசஸ். ஸோ இஃப் வி ட்ரை டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் the Bhagavad Gita just by taking 700 verses out of the entire Mahabharata, which contains more than 1 lakh verses, it will not make sense. So we saw various instances in the Ashwamedha Parvam, Drona Parvam, Anushasana Parvam, indicating how Bhagavad Gita aligns only with Lord Shiva, and it is preaching Shiva Tattva. It is describing the form of Lord Shiva. And it is none other than the words of Lord Shiva. And also we saw references from the Kurma Mahapuranam, and then we went on seeing how Ishvara Gita, you know, was passed on as Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and various references from various Puranas, from Padma Purana, Shiva Purana, Linga Purana, Skanda Purana, various references from various Puranas, how, you know, describing how Krishna is described as a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Even in Brahma Vaivarta Puranam and Narada Puranam, how Krishna is a great Shiva Bhakta. He is an example, he is a role model for a Shiva Bhakta. How he is always engaged in Shiva Bhakti. And that's the reason why he has acquired the Aishwaryam or the prosperity from Lord Shiva. He has acquired a Lakshmi by the grace of Lord Shiva. He has acquired all pervasiveness by the grace of Lord Shiva. So we saw that. And today we are going to see an interesting samvadam, that is dialogue between Lakshmi and Narayana, that happens in the Padma Purana Uttarakanda 175th chapter, for people who want to refer it out. So it's quite interesting where Lakshmi and Narayana are engaging in a conversation. So Narayana is on the milky ocean, you know, found to be sleeping, but actually he's not sleeping, he is meditating. But so that's where Lakshmi asks a question. ஷயாலுரசி துக்தாப்தௌ பகவன் கேன ஹேதுனா உதாசீன இவ ஐஸ்வர்யம் ஜகந்தி ஸ்தாபயன்னிவ. நோ ஓ விஷ்ணு ஜி, நோ வை ஆர் யூ ஸ்லீப்பிங், ஃபார் வாட் பர்பஸ் யூ ஆர் ஸ்லீப்பிங் இன் த மில்கி ஓஷன், ஷி ஆஸ்க்ஸ். ஆப் சோ ரஹே ஹே விஷ்ணு ஜி, ஷி ஆஸ்க்ஸ், அண்ட் வை ஆர் யூ ஸ்லீப்பிங். அண்ட் தென் விஷ்ணு ரிப்ளைஸ், நாஹம் சுமுகி நித்ராளுர் நிஜம் மாகேஸ்வரம் வபுகு த்ரிஷா தத்வானு வர்த்தின்யா பஷ்யாம் யந்தர் நிமக்னயா. ஓ லக்ஷ்மி, ஐ எம் நாட் ஸ்லீப்பிங், மை சைட் இஸ் டர்ன்ட் இன்வர்ட், இட் இஸ் ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் ஆன் மை அந்தராத்மா. பஷ்யாம் யந்தர் நிமக்னயா, அந்தராத்மா, ஐ எம் கம்ப்ளீட்லி ஃபோக்கஸ்ட் ஆன் மெடிடேட்டிங் ஆன் மை பரமாத்மா அந்தராத்மா மகேஸ்வரா சாம்ப சிவா சந்திரசேகரா. I am looking for understanding the ultimate truth. and I am focused inward, meditating on Maheshwara, who is my Antaratma. Kushagraya Diya Devi Yadantar Yogino Hridi Pashyanti Yaccha Vedanam Saram Mimam Satesh Brusham. So he goes on to say, Vishnu says, even crores and crores of sages, you know, Yadanti Yogino, even the yogis, they actually try to meditate on Mahadeva and they try to catch Mahadeva with their bhakti. They meditate on Mahadeva for crores and crores of years. And that is what I'm also trying to do. And there are various references where Lord Shiva is described in the heart of all the living entities. Deva nagam hridaye bhyo namo vikshinake bhyo namo vichinvatke bhyo nama anarhate bhyo nama ami vatke bhyaha. Told in the Rudram. He is in the heart of the Devas. Stugishrutam kartasatam yuvanam mriganna bhimam upahatnam ugram radacharitre rudrastabano anyante aspennivapantu senaha. He is present in the heart of all the living entities. Hritpundarikam virajam vishuddham Kaivalya Upanishad. He is present in the Hridayakasha, the Harakasha. Dakhram vipapam parame eshvabhutam yat pundarikam puramadhya saggamstam. Mahanarayana Upanishad. Saya esho antar hridaya akashaha hiranmaya purushaha. That hiranmaya, that golden personality is present in the heart of all the living entities. Neelato yadamadhyastad vidyulleke vabhasvara. Parashakti Mata and Paramashiva are present like, you know, it's like the lightning that you see in the midst of the blue clouds. The blue clouds represent Mata Parashakti and the lightning represents Paramashiva. And then it goes on to say, Ridakam Satyam Param Brahma Purusham Krishna Pingalam Urdvaretam Virupaksham Vishwarupam Namamyaham. He is present in that way. Mata Parashakti and Paramashiva are present in the heart of all the living entities, including the Devatas like Brahma and Narayana. So that's what yogis also try to do. The yogis also try to meditate and then have the vision of the divine Maheshwara, who has a divine spiritual form. Tejoyate Rupam Kalyanatamam. 16th verse of the Ishavasya Upanishad, also present in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Tadevam Aksharam Jyotir Atma Rupam Anamayam. He goes on, he proceeds. Narayana proceeds to explain Lakshmi. Now what does it mean actually? Tadevam Aksharam Jyotir Atma Rupam Anamayam. It is the highest joy that one can experience. Jyotir, the Tejas, you know. Jyoti Mahadeva appeared as an Agni Stambha. An infinite jyoti or infinite effulgence, infinite light was coming from him, which even Brahma and Vishnu couldn't withstand. Atma Rupam, Anamayam. He is indestructible. He is eternal. Akandananda Sandoka Nishpadi Dvaitavarjitam. He is one without a second. There is no second to him. There is nothing that is equal to him. There is nothing that is greater than him. Eko Rudro Nadvitiyaya, which comes three times in the Vedas. Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Atharvashiras Upanishad, also in the Taittiriya Samhita Krishna Yajurvedam 186. And then we have the Paratparam verse, famous verse, Shiva Sankalpa Suktam Rigvedam Kilabhagam, which establishes Mahadeva as the Paratparat Parataram. He is greater than Brahma and Hari, 18th verse. We have seen that many times. So there is nothing that is equal to him, or there is nothing that is greater than him. So, in this context, I remember a verse from Sutta Samhita, Brahma Gita, Yajna Vaibhava Kandam, Brahma Gita, 2nd chapter, 43rd verse says that, you know, Veda Bahyena Margena Pujayanti Janardhanam Nindati Shankaram Mohat Pashando Pahata Janaha. Which means, Veda Bahya, people who are not following the Vedas, people who are outside the Vedas, Pujayanti Janardhanam, they worship Janardhana. And they go to the extent of Nindati Shankaram Mohat. They do Shiva Ninda. They hate Lord Shiva. They are described as Pashando Pahata Janaha, Pashandis. There is a big description in the second chapter of Sutta Samhita, Brahma Gita, which describes what is a Pashandi actually. And also Veda Bahyena, people who are outside the Vedas, they do Shivaninda and they engage in puja to Janardhana. So these kind of things are there. So Lord Shiva is the ultimate essence and he is the only object of meditation and only object of worship according to the Vedas. Namo Veda Vidam Manishinam Upasaniyaya Namo Namaha. The one who has read the Vedas and Upanishads will come to the conclusion that Shiva Bhakti alone will transcend him from the repeated cycles of birth and death. So a person who doesn't come to that conclusion, there is no point in reading the Vedas or Upanishads. And then he goes on, Akhandananda. Akhandam means the universe. The universe, you know, it is under the support of that personality, you know, whom I am meditating on, Maheshwara. It is under his support. Sandoha Nishpadi Dvaita Varjitam Yadashraya Jagat Vrittir Yenmaya Chanu Bhuyate Na Yena Rahitam Kinchit Jagat Tattvam Characharam. Jiva Jagat Ishvara. Charam Acharam and then Jagat. You know, Chetana Achetana and then Jagat. So basically, so the Achetanam means the non-living. Chetana means the living. So all the Jivatmas from the blade of a grass till Vishnu are Chetana. And then that is immovable, or something that is non-living is that Jagat, Achetana. And then all these two, you know, the Chetana and Achetana is under the control of that Ishvara, Jiva Jagat Ishvara. The triad is very beautifully as explained in the Upanishads as Pashu, Pati and Pasham. Pasham is that worldly bondage, and then Pashu is the Jiva Tattva, from the blade of a grass till Vishnu, and then Ishvara, who is the controller of the Jagat and the Jivatmas. Nirmatya Bahuda Lokya Veda Shastram Budhim Sudhihi Dvaipayano Yada Sadhya Gita Shastram Nisrishtavan. You know, so he says that, you know, Dvaipayana, Krishna Dvaipayana compiled this holy text called Gita, and it is talking only about this personality whom I am meditating on in my heart. You know, he is the ultimate giver of Paramananda. And everything depends. He alone is Swarat and everything depends on him. All the mobile and immobile are dependent on him. But he is independent. And then the only way to get Paramananda is to surrender to Maheshwara. That's what the Vedas say. Tamevam vidvan amrita iha bhavati nanyah panta ayanaya vidyate. To get amritatvam, to get immortality, to get relieved from the repeated cycles of birth and death, surrender to that personality. Tamevam viditvati mrityumeti nanyakpanta vidyateyanaya. Shvetashvatara Upanishad 3rd chapter 8th verse also says that Tamevam viditvati mrityumeti, to attain immortality, there is no other way apart from surrendering to Mahadeva. Shvetashvatara Upanishad. And then Purusha Suktam also says that again, two times it comes. And then I'm resorting to that Paramananda. Yadastaya Mahanandam Anandi Krita Manasaha Nidraluriva Deveshi Dugdabdau Pratibhami Vai. Oh Lakshmi, I am resorting to that Paramananda. I am resorting to that Paramaheshwara. He only can give Paramananda. So actually I am meditating on him, but I appear to be Nidra. I appear to be sleeping in the Milky Ocean, but I am actually meditating on that Supreme Maheshwara. And the Tatparyam of the Gita also is Lord Shiva. So we'll be seeing that the form of Maheshwara is explained by Narayana himself. So I want to touch upon one thing, because Narayana mentioned here, even the sages are meditating, you know, for many, many years to have the divine vision of Maheshwara. And even Narayana does that. So Narayana mentions that in another place in Padma Purana. So that reference is there in the Padma Purana Patala Kanda 114th chapter. 185th to the 190th verse. Shruti Deva Yagamyam Hi Padam Tava Kilam Stitam. Shruti means the Vedas. The Vedas are searching for your feet. They are not able to find your feet yet. Sarvopanishadavyaktam Tvat Padam Kapi Sarvayuk. All the Upanishads are searching for your feet. They are not yet. They have not found your feet yet. Namah Shivaya. Yamadi sadhanair yoge yogair nakshanam te padam stitam mahayogi hridam bhoje bhalam swacham hanumati varsha koti sagasresho tapakritma to dushkaram. All the sages are meditating for crores and crores of years to have that vision of your feet in their heart. Hridam bhoje, in their heart. दत्ते पाद युगम चांगे योगी हृद्यपि न क्षमम. दे आर नॉट एबल टू फाइंड. एंड देन वर्ष कोटि सहस्रम तो सहस्राब्दैर अतान्वकं भक्त्या संपूजितोपीश पादोनो दर्शितस्त्वया. सो ही मेंशन द सेजेस द वेदास उपनिषद्स. Everybody are searching for his feet, and then he includes himself. I am also searching for your feet for crores and crores of years. You have not manifested that to me, O Maheshwara. So I just remembered that. Because he, the same Narayana, mentions that again in Patala Kanda. So now continuing, he mentions more verses to Lakshmi. Tasmat vattah param yattat shrotum kautu halam hime chara charanam lokanam karta harta swayam prabhu. So this, and after hearing whatever Narayana says, Lakshmi asks, no? I have a great curiosity, oh Narayana, is there anything that is greater than you? Na tasmat vattah param yattach. You know, param, there's something that is greater than you. She asks this specifically to Narayana after hearing this, you know. Something that is greater than you. Now you are the creator, maintainer and destroyer. And now Narayana, he is the creator, maintainer and destroyer by the grace of Lord Shiva. Because that is awarded to him as a gift by Lord Shiva himself. The ultimate creator, ultimate maintainer is Mahadeva only. He is Panchakritya. Now we'll be seeing that Panchakritya is beautifully aligned with Nataraja Swarupam. We'll be seeing that in the coming days. So, you know, something that is different from you and something that is greater than you, I want to know. She asks. And then Narayana replies, Maya mayamidam devi vapurme natu tatvikam srishti stiti srishti stityopa samhara kriya jalopa brimhitam. Now whatever the body that you are seeing, you know, shankha chakra gada pana that you are seeing, you know, with your eyes, it is temporary, oh dear Lakshmi. I myself am temporary. I am not eternal. Ephemeral. So like only Mahadeva is eternal. So he goes on to say that, you know, this body that you see, which is involved in the acts of creation, maintenance and destruction, is temporary. It is not, you know, it is not permanent. So which means he himself explains that he is temporary. That's why the Katharudra Upanishad says, Askeivananda Koshena Stambanta Vishnu Purvakaha. Starting from the blade of the grass till Vishnu, everything is under the control of Paramaheshwara. And then, Avastha Kritiyatitam Turiyam Brahma Samhitam Brahma Vishnavadinihi Sevyam Sarvesham Janakam Param. So this is told in the Panchabrahma Upanishad. Avastha Kritiyatitam. So we have the three states of consciousness, right? Vaishvanara Taijasa Prajna. And the fourth state of consciousness is represented as Maheshwara. Avastha Kritiyatitam Turiyam. That is described as Turiyam. And then Brahma Vishnavadivihi Sevyam Sarvesham Janakam Param. So that Tatpurusha is described as the begetter of even Brahma and Vishnu. And then Somak Pavate Janita Matinam Janita Divo Janita Pratibhyaha Janita Gnir Janita Suryasya Janitendrasya Janitota Vishnoho. So everything including the earth, heaven, Agni, Surya, Brahma, Chandra, Vayu and Vishnu, everything is begotten by Parashakti Mata and Paramashiva Soma, Rigveda 996.5. And also Samavedam Purvarchika and Uttararchika mentions this. Basmajavala Upanishad also mentions this verse. Like that there are many many references. Deva Deva Mahadeva, the very first verse in the beginning I recited. Deva Deva Mahadeva Devanam Abhayaprada Brahma Narayanendradi Sarva Deva Padaprada. 4.1.13.9. Kashikandam 1st Purvarda 13th chapter 9th verse. Deva Deva Mahadeva. A devotee says, you know, you grant Abhaya, fearlessness to your devotees. And then you can even grant the positions of Brahma, Narayana, Indradi, Sarva, Deva, Padaprada. You can grant the positions of even Brahma, Narayana and Indra. So like that there are many many references talking about the Jivatvam of Vishnu and Brahma. So here like that Vishnu himself says that he is temporary. And then he goes on to say, Atonyad Atma, Atmano Rupam Dvaita Dvaita Vivarjitam Bhava Bhava Vinir Muktam Adyanta Rahitam Priye. You know, oh my dear, but the nature of the, you know, Antaratma, my Antaratma, Maheshwara, that nature of that soul, Paramatma, is actually completely different from this. Now he says that it is different from what you are seeing in front of your eyes. Now he himself admits that he is not Paramatma. And then he goes on to say that the nature of that Paramatma is different. And then it is without duality. It is one without a second. Now without duality means it's not Advaitam, it's not Mayavada philosophy. Mahadeva is one without a second. That's what it means. He doesn't have, you know, any equal, or he doesn't have anything greater than him. So he is one without a second. Eko Rudro Nadvithiyaya. And then it is without beginning or end. So which is what is told in the Kaivalya Upanishad. Tam Adi Madhya Anta Vihinamekam Vibhum Chidananda Rupam Arupam Adbhutam. He is without beginning and end. He is called as Ananta. Ananta is one of the names in the Atharvashiras Upanishad. Told in the Atharvashiras Upanishad for Lord Shiva, he is infinite. He appeared as an Agnistamba, infinite Agnistamba, you know, to destroy the Ahankara of Brahma and Vishnu. Anadhyantam Adhyam Param Tattvam Artham, Shiva Bhujangam, second verse. Anadhyantam Adhyam, Anadi, you are infinite. And then, Shuddha, Shuddha Samvit Prabhalabam, Paranandaika Sundaram, Rupam Aishwaram, Atmaikya Gamyam Gitasu Kirtitam Ityakarnya Vacho Devi Devasyamita Tejasaha Shankamanaha Vakyeshu Paraspara Virodishu. So it is just pure consciousness, Shuddha. Now, Shuddha means actually completely pure. Not even a tinge of dirt is present in Mahadeva. He is Nitya and Shuddha. From the blade of a grass till Vishnu and all of us are Ashuddha. But Mahadeva is Shuddha. Shuddhaspatika sankasham trinetram panchavaktrakam. Shuddhaspatika sankasham. He is camphor white, golden in complexion. Shuddha, pure consciousness and hair. Is a, you know, and he has that camphor white complexion or golden complexion. And then paranandam, it gives the highest pleasure. The if you want the highest pleasure, you have to go to surrender to Mahadeva. Told in Bhagavad Gita also, 1861-1862. We'll be seeing that verses in the coming days again. And then it is told, whatever has been, you know, about Lord Shiva is told in this Bhagavad Gita. Swayam Chet Paramanandam Avangam Avangam Anasagocharam Katam Gita Bodhayati Iti Me Chindi Samshayam. It is told in the Gita. This is what is told. And that's why I said, yesterday I quoted a verse also, that Krishna says, you know, there is no point in worshipping me and casting aside Maheshwara. And even if you worship me for crores and crores of years with faith, you can never get mukti by casting aside Maheshwara. Because Maheshwara is the tatparyam of everything. Bhakti to Vishnu in course of time leads you to Lord Shiva. But bhakti to Vishnu and then engaging in Shiva Dvesham will lead you to eternal hell only. So in course of time Vishnu will lead you to Mahadeva only, and then Mahadeva Bhakti, Shiva Bhakti alone will lead you to liberation. Dvidatatak paraksakshi nirguno nishkalakshivaha. And then he goes on to explain in detail. Aparak panchavaktroham dvidatasyapi samsthitaha panchavaktram. Very very important point to be noted. So I'll be expanding on this panchavaktram in detail after this samvadam between Lakshmi and Narayana ends. I'll be giving pramanam. So panchavaktra means, pancha means five, and then vaktra means face. So panchavaktra means five-faced. Five-faced Maheshwara. Panchasya, panchanana, panchavaktra. All these mean five-faced. Oh, five-faced personality. Shabdhartha bhedato vachyo yatatmaham Maheshwaraha gitanam vakya rupena yenniruchi Nenniruchidyate dridaha yadabhyasa paradinau pancha vaktra maheshwarau. So tatparyam is that five-faced Maheshwara for this Gita. So that is the ultimate tatparyam. He is the ultimate tatparyam, and that is that Maheshwara I am meditating in my heart also. And then he goes on to say the divine form of Gita. Shrunu sushroni vakshyami gitasu stitimatmanaha vaktrani panchajani ki panchadhyayan anukramat. I will tell you what is the essence, what is the firm, you know, what is my firm belief in the Gita? Narayana says to Lakshmi. And then he says, Vaktrani Pancha Janihi, the five faces, Pancha, the five faces, Sadhyojata, Vamadeva, Aghora, Tatpurusha, Ishana. These mantras also come in the Upanishads. I'll be reciting those, you know, coming in the next 10 minutes. So the five faces are the five chapters in order. The first five chapters of Bhagavad Gita is the five faces of Lord Shiva. Dashadhyaya Bhujaschaika Udaram Dvau Padam Bhuje. The next 10 chapters, totally 18 chapters are there, right? So next 10 chapters are the 10 hands of Maheshwara. Gangadharam Dashabhujam Dashabhujam, 10-handed Mahadeva. Dashadhyaya Bhujaschaika Udaram, you know, Bhuja, that is 10 hands, are the next 10, the next 10 chapters identify the 10 hands of Lord Shiva. Eka Udaram, the stomach of Lord Shiva, is the 16th chapter. And Dvau Padambuje, the feet of Lord Shiva, are the 17th and the 18th chapters. So this is the firm, this is my firm belief in Gita, Narayana says to Lakshmi. And this form is beautifully described as the Maheshwara Swarupam, divine form, for which I'll be giving pramanams. You know, because some people will come and running, you know, will come running and say, oh, okay, now how can you say this is the form of Lord Shiva? We'll be seeing that now. Various Garuda Puranam, Vishnu Dharmottara Puranam, Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Puranam, Padma Puranam, Brahmanda Puranam, all of them attest that. So we'll be seeing that. So this is the form, this is that, this is my firm belief in Gita, this is that form. The five faces are the five chapters, the next 10 hands are the 10, next 10 chapters, 16th chapter is the Udara, that is stomach, and 17th and 18th chapter are the feet of Lord Shiva. So the Bhagavad Gita itself is Shiva Swarupam. 18 is also, you know, aligns with Lord Shiva, 5 also aligns with Lord Shiva. So 18, if you see 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita, the war was fought for 18 days, and we know the personality who actually played the real role in the war. Who was the hero of the Mahabharata war? It was Lord Shiva, not Krishna or Arjuna. We saw that. Drona Parva playlist is available in my channel. One can check it out for new people. So he is that personality. So 18 days, war was conducted in 18. No, war was conducted for 18 days. Tatparyam is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is that hero. And then 18, if you see here, also 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So that is aligns with that Panchamukha Swarupa of Lord Shiva. Now Mahabharata also contains 18 adhyayams. So 18 is a very significant number, and that aligns only with Lord Shiva. And then Evam Ashtadasha Adhyaya Vangmayi Murti Raishwari Vigneya Jnana Matrena Mahapataka Nashini Atodhyayam Tadardam Va Shloka Mardadam Tadartakam Abhyasyati Sumedayat Susharmeva Samuchyate. You know, just by thinking that, you know, reading Bhagavad Gita, thinking that it is actually Shiva Swarupam, not doing Shiva Dvesham. You know, that's very, very important. Narayana says that. So thinking that Bhagavad Gita is Shiva Swarupam and the Shiva Tatparyam, Tatparyam is Lord Shiva, and then reading, engaging in reading Bhagavad Gita, all the sins will be destroyed, O Lakshmi. Narayana says that. And then he is fit for attaining liberation, which means attaining, going back to Lord Shiva, Parakailasha. Tatparyam is Lord Shiva, right? So, you know, it is attaining Mahadeva is what is liberation.